Hey, folks, welcome to Venture Boldly, the podcast of the Discover Kalispell Chamber, your go-to source for all you need to know about what's happening in the business and local communities right here in Kalispell and the Flathead Valley. I'm your host, Drew Zagorski, and in this episode, we'll receive an update on Montana's 68th legislative session, highlighting bills that are being tracked, supported, or opposed by the Kalispell Chamber. The Discover Kalispell Chamber is your voice and advocate for our business community with local and state government. And something you may not be aware of is that Montana's legislature meets for 90 days every other year, which is pretty rare among other states. And because of that, there's a fast and tight turnaround time for all the new legislation that's happening. So it's especially timely for an update on business legislation relevant to our business community. With us today is Erica Wertela, immediate past chair of the Kalispell Chamber Board and chair of the Chamber's Government Affairs Committee. Erica joined the Northwest Montana Association of Realtors in 2012 as their government affairs director, and since 2013, she's served in the capacity of public affairs. She has a professional background in land use planning and is a tireless advocate for ensuring that attainable housing for the Flathead workforce and community remains a priority for our chamber and the local government. So sit tight for a minute as we learn a little bit more about our sponsors, and then I'll be back with my conversation with Erica Wertela. In the fall of 2002, four Flathead River Raft Guides saw an opportunity to make a difference. The group launched Nomad Global Communication Solutions with a simple but important goal, keeping people connected. 2 decades later, Nomad GCS builds cutting-edge mobile operation centers for public safety, disaster response, healthcare, telecom, and defense for customers like NASA, FEMA, Verizon, and every branch of the United States military. At Nomad, the world's most advanced mobile operation centers are designed, manufactured, and integrated. One look at the state-of-the-art equipment, jaw-dropping projects in progress, and you'll understand why Nomad GCS was voted Best Manufacturer and Runner-Up Best Employer in the Daily Interlakes 2022 Best of Flathead Awards. If you'd like to learn more and work for Nomad GCS, go to nomadgcs.com. If you want connection with other businesses, to be at the heart of the Kalispell and Flathead business community, to support action for creating a vibrant, thriving, growing climate, not just for your business, but for our entire business community, you want to be part of the Kalispell Chamber. As a catalyst for business growth, a convener of business leaders and influencers, and a champion for Kalispell and the entire Flathead community, becoming part of the Kalispell Chamber is an investment in the future of your business and our community. To learn more about becoming a partner of the Chamber, call 406-758-5054. Again, the number's 406-758-5054, or go to kalispellchamber.com. So, Erica, thanks for taking time out of your schedule to have this really important conversation today. Now, before we get into the current legislative session, for those who may not be aware of it, and there's probably some out there who are, what's the Kalispell Chamber's Government Affairs Committee? What does it do, and how can members participate?
Oh, Drew, so glad that you asked about that. So the Chamber has a board of directors, and then an offshoot of that is our Government Affairs Committee. So during sessions, legislative sessions, we meet twice a week. And we bring in different legislators to talk about what they're going on, what they've got going on. When our legislative session is not in session, we still meet and talk about things that are important to our business community and different policies and ordinances that may be working our way through the municipalities or the county governments. That are important to keep tabs on and weigh in.
Hey, kind of like doing that grassroots level activity.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's one of our most popular things. You know, sometimes there is standing room only. We're lucky that we have two representatives that come regularly from our congressional Washington, D.C. staff, representatives from Senator Tester's office and Senator Dane's office come and give us federal updates, which is always fascinating. We have county and city officials that also come regularly to those meetings to kind of keep us all in the know.
Now, to take that a little bit further and realizing it's been decades for some of us, I'm just speaking for myself, mind you, that it's been since I've had civics classes, right? a lot of us may not know quite how Montana is a little bit different from a lot of other states in that how the legislative process works. Can you fill me in on that?
Sure. So we have what's called a citizen legislature. And so these are people that have day jobs of, you know, some of them run janitorial services or restaurants and, you know, do all different kinds of things in our communities. There's 150 legislators, 100 representatives and 50 senators. And but they only meet every other year in the odd numbered years. So this being 2023, they started their session on January 2nd, got off and going, and they will meet for 90 days. Sometimes they go a little over, sometimes they come a little under, but they are busy as heck for 90 days. And then in the even number years, that's when they do a lot of their studies. They're each assigned to different committees, and they do a lot of groundwork so that when they are in session, they can really hit it and go hard and are up to speed and have information at their fingertips. So those guys are working from 8 in the morning till way after dinner. And I heard this time, this week, they are even meeting Saturdays. So those guys work hard. They have to put their regular lives on hold while they do this. And I don't think they get compensated. Somebody said they get like $3 an hour for all the time that they put in there. So what is super nice about having a citizen legislature is that they are all very accessible. You can drop them an email. You can call them. A lot of times you see them in the grocery store or, you know, down on the street. And you can bend their ear about something that you're passionate about, and they can't get away from you.
Can be a good thing and a bad thing.
Yep.
Let's hope it stays good.
Okay, Drew, but before we get into the thick with actual bill numbers, I do just want to regress a little bit and talk about how we decide what bills we're going to support and what bills we might just monitor and bills that we might oppose. So our board of directors meets every month. And all of last year, we were crafting a legislative policy. So it came out almost like, looks like a little handbook. And because, as I mentioned, you know, things are fast and furious up there at the legislature, and you never really know where things are. And to take a stand or to provide testimony, you don't have time to go back to the board and ask their permission. Well, how do you feel about this? How do you feel about that? So we have this legislative policy that we have spent a lot of time crafting, and it just essentially says, we feel this way about business. We feel this way about the environment. We feel this way, you know, about a variety of topics, so that our government affairs committee and our executive director and staff can convey those thoughts and take position statements that are not going to be contrary. And we've already kind of laid the groundwork. So that is a super helpful handbook for all of us to have. And, you know, we've hashed it out, looked at pros and cons and things like that. So we can refer to the handbook if we need to, and, you know, be fairly confident that we are speaking with the full voice of the board when we make comments on these different proposals.
That's fantastic. Now I want to get into the current session.
Okay.
You know, there's a number of bills that the chamber supports and is tracking on behalf of our local business community. And again, for those who may not be familiar with this kind of government lingo, I'll be referring to House bills. And I'm just going to refer to those using HB followed by a number. And then there's Senate bills, same thing. I'll just call it SB. So let me ask about these. Let's start with HB 267, the SAFER Act, then HB 212, raising the business equipment tax exemption. And then there's a Senate bill, SB 124, revising corporate income tax appropriation. Why are these important and how are they progressing?
House Bill 267 is brought forward by Courtney Sprunger, Representative Sprunger. And this is a great one for all communities across the state. And I think it's one of the few bills that has gotten unanimous support in both the House and in the Senate. So what it's going to do is provide $100 million kind of in a kitty. And so when infrastructure projects come forward and you know how this works with different buckets of money, The feds will throw in, state is asked to throw in a certain percentage, and then the local communities are asked to ante up a little bit. Well, sometimes even just that local portion is a pretty steep climb. So this would give local communities a pot to pull out some money from and then make those matches so that the project can move forward with federal monies, state monies, and then the local match. So this will be the bucket for the local match. And it seems to be very popular.
Yeah, 212.
So House Bill 212 was raising the business equipment tax exemption. This is really critical for our manufacturers here in our area and across the state that, Montana's an unusual state that it taxes business equipment. And so that can be super burdensome for farmers, especially when you're buying a big expensive piece of equipment and then you have to pay taxes on it on top of purchasing it. So this exempts people now for $1 million and less so that they're not paying taxes on that equipment if it's under $1 million. Then let's see, Senate Bill 124, revising the corporate income tax appropriation. So this has been a bugaboo for our manufacturers that are selling their product out of state, that they're getting dinged, and products that are being sold from manufacturers outside of Montana bring in aren't getting that same ding. So this is kind of leveling the playing field for them. And we've had many of our local manufacturers in strong support of this bill. And it looks like it might be moving along pretty well. So, again, those three are pro-community, pro-manufacturing, pro-agricultural, pro-business bills. And we're happy to throw in 100% support behind those.
Wow, that's a lot, Erica. And some of it, I think, can be game changers for some of the local businesses here.
Have you checked out WorkforceFlathead.com? Workforce Flathead is a collaboration between local education, business, and government partners to connect students, businesses, and employers with each other. WorkforceFlathead.com is a custom-built online home for all things workforce in the Flathead Valley. You'll find business and education resources, jobs and job fair information, links to apprenticeships, and a whole lot more. There's even a library of locally produced career videos, perfect for students and job seekers, to introduce them to career paths in Northwest Montana. To learn more, visit WorkforceFlathead.com today.
I want to switch gears a little bit and talk about average citizens who are living in homes and just trying to make a living. Housing and property taxes are on everyone's mind. I just moved in, bought a new house. So I went through that and, there's a lot there. Part of Governor Gianforte's package includes providing rebates on property taxes for principal residents. Now, HB 222 is supported by the chamber and would help provide some measure of tax relief. What can you tell us about that bill and what it would provide?
Okay. Just to be clear, the state of Montana is also in an unusual position this year that we have a gigantic surplus of money. Doesn't happen every year. Doesn't happen in every state. We're sitting in the catbird seat here on this one. And I've heard legislators often say that it seems like there is more squabbling in between all of them when there is a big surplus versus when there's a deficit, because everybody wants a piece of that big surplus. The governor had come forward with an idea that he would rebate for 2 years, $1,000 every year for property tax, that he should redistribute that back out to the people that had paid into that surplus. And I think in general, most of the legislators are on board with redistributing that money back to people who had paid into it. What they're kind of going back and forth on right now is how much. And so, there's varying dollar amounts getting thrown around, $500, things like that. He's got the ultimate control of the pen there with the veto power, but they are all very aware of how high property taxes have impacted people across the state, and they are all looking for providing some measure of tax relief. I guess we're just going to have to sit tight a little bit longer and see how big of a rebate check everybody ends up with.
Cha-ching! We're hoping for that, right?
Yeah.
You know, as we record this, just this past few days, we had this major storm come through the Midwest and the upper northern states. And I think back to when I was a kid growing up in a big city, you know, school was never more than a few blocks away, nor was the bus stop. We had sidewalks. I never had to cross a busy highway to get to school. There's a great piece of legislation in the works, HB 472, for the creation of safe public sidewalks in Montana. Now, as we know, also in Evergreen, kids as young as 5 years old have to walk alongside a busy highway and all the elements and snow. And there's businesses there, lumber trucks. Tell me more about the chamber's support for that bill.
Well, thanks for that, Drew. The chamber is super supportive of this one. And it's especially nice because it's a local representative that is bringing this bill forward. So I know it's near and dear to Representative Brockman's heart on this. He was born and raised here in the Evergreen area. My office is here in the Evergreen area, so I see this daily. It's a 5-lane highway. And it has a junior high on the corner of that, and an Evergreen elementary school is just down the street. So you're correct. It's like super young kids, mm-hmm. and a lot of them, and just even the general citizenry trying to negotiate snowbanks, puddles, gravel. It really is just kind of a cow path on the side of this road. And, you know, we are in full support before a tragedy happens of getting this taken care of.
Okay. Is there anything else folks need to know about what's happening in this session?
Oh, my goodness.
Where do you start?
Look at this list here that of bills that we were just
She holds up a list with like 15 items on it.
Yeah. You know what's nice about the Chamber's Government Affairs Committee meeting is that Lorraine, our executive director, has arranged for a different legislator to come speak with us directly every other Friday afternoon. And, you know, then you get to hear about their bills that they're passionate about and the committees that they're sitting on and kind of watching on what's going on. So you're kind of getting, a bird's eye view of what's happening there. And so it's just fascinating the spectrum of bills. They've had 4,200 bill drafts this year. Wow. So when you calculate that, you know, they're only there for 90 days and just doing, you know, rough back of the, you know, tablecloth napkin there, that's 100 bills a day that they theoretically are being asked to look at, be knowledgeable about. So it's just a really interesting time during the session.
Maybe there should be a bill put together to underwrite speed reading for people who are serving in the legislature.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of stuff. Is there anything that's not currently being put forth as a bill, but kind of in the works that's going on?
Well, hey, Drew, one of the things I really did want to talk about that's mm-hmm. super critical to our downtown businesses and even here in the Flathead area is Representative Courtney Sprunger is crafting a bill, and it's still in the LC stage, which means it hasn't been assigned a House bill number yet or a Senate bill. Okay. So it's LC 1301. They're still kind of, rough drafting, working out the kinks on it. But what this bill proposes to do is allow for the leasing of liquor licenses. And, that doesn't sound very important on its face, but here we in Kalispell is a growing population.
Right. Key to the downtown area revitalization.
Right. We have had many opportunities to have restaurants here in the area, and they have left because getting a liquor license is so prohibitively expensive, and it has a casino element to it. And so this bill proposes a leasing system, so it would lower the cost. And if that business goes under, then that license would be available to go back out on the market. But it would bring 6 liquor licenses to downtown Kalispell and 1 to Whitefish and 1 to Columbia Falls. And so we're watching this one closely as a chamber and one as a restaurant person that loves to go out to eat, that maybe there might be some more new establishments set up in our area.
Okay. Erica, I want you to kind of take a minute now, as we're getting close to wrapping up here, to look into your crystal ball. I have a question related to your work outside of the chamber with the Realtor Association. Where do you see that organization in the next 5 years?
Oh, goodness. Well, my crystal ball has given me fits lately. So, you know, our Northwest Montana Association of Realtors, NMAR, as we call it, has about 1,300 members. And we stretch out pretty close to all of the Flathead. We've got members up in Libby and Eureka, all the way down into Lake County and Ronan. So we have a pretty big geographical stretch, and 1,300 members, that's a lot of realtors. We just asked realtors to renew their licenses and their memberships here at NMAR in January, and we were really nervous. We weren't sure how many would continue on with their career of being realtors with the market conditions and the rising interest rates. And surprisingly, only about a 5% drop of our membership numbers. So I feel like professionals that sell real estate day in and day out are confident of the markets, and that we've had kind of an adjustment with prices. You know, if you bought or sold real estate here lately, you know, it's just been obscenely high, you know, big jumps in prices, 30, 40% jumps from previous years. We're seeing a little bit more of an adjustment. So prices are coming down. I think buyers are being more educated, sellers are being more realistic about the market. I still think the Flathead will always be a destination that people want to come and live. We've got great schools, great communities, obviously great recreational amenities. And so for our area, I think we'll see kind of steady, sustained growth. I don't think we're going to have another pandemic year bounce back of, you know, people flooding the market. And that's good. We should have, you know, continued growth in our area, much better than the opposite of a declining growth. So I'm optimistic for this area. And I think, you know, we'll just continue to see more people come here, but not at the crazy rate that 2021 sure. showed us.
Extraordinary circumstances.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Now, in your role as the former chair of the Chamber's board and its current Government Affairs Committee chair, what do you see for Kalispell and the Flathead in the next 5 years?
Oh, I think our manufacturers are just really going to increase. Their participation on the board has been tremendous. We've been getting more new board members representing that segment of the business industry. You know, all of the different programs that the Chamber runs, Leadership Flathead, Manufacturers Alliance, Discover Kalispell Tourism, has just really been increasing in its interactiveness and community participation. We have monthly luncheons that are just super great speakers and well attended, great participation from our community. I am excited to have, frankly, I'm excited to be done with my board chairmanship because it keeps you hopping.
Right.
And being immediate past chair is great. Our new leadership coming in is just wonderful. Tegan Vine's doing a great job. We've got challenges ahead of us, as any business does, and great opportunities for expansion and wonderful staff. I just, you know, Jen and Lorraine, they just are killing it there at the Chamber. They just do all such a, you know, wonderful job of keeping everybody going. And it's been a wonderful opportunity to work with them and be a part of the Chamber.
Well, Erica, I thank you for sharing all this really important information. And thanks even more for the role you play with the Chamber and the community at large. You know, I mean, that takes a lot of energy to just keep tabs on what's happening with all of these things that are going on top of your day job, right? So thank you all. Thank you so much for that.
Thanks, Drew.
And thanks to all our listeners as well for listening to this episode of Venture Boldly, the podcast of the Discover Kalispell Chamber. We'd love to hear your thoughts about today's topic and about the podcast in general. You can listen at kalispellchamber.com/podcast or wherever you listen to podcasts. And you can reach us via the contact page at kalispellchamber.com or via Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at kalispellchamber. Next time on Venture Boldly, more legislative focus, as I'll be having a conversation with the aforementioned Representative Courtney Sprunger, and we'll be getting into information about education, transportation, and a whole lot more. I'm your host, Drew Zagorski. She's Erica Wertela, chair of the Discover Kalispell Chamber's Government Affairs Committee. Folks, go out there and venture boldly. See you next time.
Appearance on the Venture Boldly podcast does not constitute an endorsement of goods or services. The Venture Boldly podcast is a production of the Discover Kalispell Chamber and is produced by the Chamber in partnership with Left Brain, Right Brain Marketing. You can find the Discover Kalispell Chamber at kalispellchamber.com and Left Brain, Right Brain Marketing at lbrbm.com.